And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Well, good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It is lovely to be with you on this gorgeous Sunday morning. I'm Jo Stanley, and as always, I'm joined by medical herbalist and pharmacist Gerald Quigley. Hello.
Good morning, Jo. We're coffeed up and ready to go.
Oh, yes. We're very well caffeinated this morning. And welcome back, Zoe Bingley-Pullen. Hello, Zoe.
Good morning, all. Good morning, all.
Now, a bit of an explanation. You are joining us from Brisbane and you're on the phone right now because we've got a few technical issues. But we'll be sorting that out and it's lovely to have you regardless, Zoe.
Thank you.
Now, at the top, Gerald, we just have a little bit of news in COVID vaccines and pharmacies.
At last, Jo and Zoe, pharmacies are now being sought for inclusion in the vaccine rollout.
Brilliant.
I can't speak for all pharmacy groups, but certainly from a Chemist Warehouse perspective, it is no more complicated than keeping an eye on the website, and you'll be able to book online, as we've done for years now with the flu vaccine. Now, it's not available tomorrow, but it will be coming up in the next little while. So keep an eye on the website from wherever you get your usual vaccination. But at last, common sense at federal level is starting to actually fall into place. It's taken a while.
Oh, and Zoe, absolutely critical that vaccines are as easily accessible as possible, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it just needs to be a part of our day-to-day lifestyle, and going down to the pharmacy is something that is so entrenched in our behaviour. Mm. We want to be supporting everybody as much as we can when it comes to vaccines.
Yes, so do check that out and make sure that you're across when it is available at your local pharmacy. Mm-hmm. Now, today, our key topic of conversation and one that we have so regularly, I know that you get so many questions about this, it is chronic pain. Gerald, we know that people live with pain, people are challenged by it day in and day out, and you have so many questions all the time about how to ease it and how to manage it. In fact, one in five Australians over 45 actually live with chronic pain. It's something that you are constantly having conversations about, aren't you, Gerald?
Jo, there's probably no greater destroyer of quality of life than to live in chronic pain, which we describe as pain that lasts longer than 3 months. It's not a long time, but any pain that lasts longer than 3 months gets into your whole psyche and can completely change what's going on. And it's very sad. It'll be a fascinating discussion today.
And it's such a hard one because I think in so many cases we tell people just to adjust to the pain, but they don't realise that the impact it has on their diet, on their sleep. I mean, there's just such subtle things that slowly unravel every aspect of their life. So I'm thrilled to hear that they've actually got an action plan for pain management. I think this is pioneering support and continual research that people need for something that is, you know, destroying their life.
Well, and we need to understand that people who live with chronic pain are isolated. They frequently feel as though they're not believed or not understood. So tomorrow, National Pain Week begins. It aims to remind us that the connection is key for sufferers, and those experiencing chronic pain need to seek support and advice from others rather than ignoring it and suffering in silence. But it's also a reminder to all of us surrounding the people who are in chronic pain that we can hear you, we understand you, it's not in your head, we believe you, and we also are here to understand how the experience is for you. This whole week is about lessening the stigma associated with chronic pain. So we are going to be joined by the national head of Chronic Pain Australia, who will be speaking further about this. We'll also be exploring a wellness company which has grown their company from yoga and meditation events to several natural products and supplements. In our A to Z of vitamins, we're speaking Go Healthy, Go Vitamin D3 1000 IU. And of course, we'd also love to hear from you with any questions that you may have to support your health, especially if you are someone who suffers from chronic pain. We'd love to hear from you. Call 131 873 with any of your questions. Next up, we're all about raising awareness of those in our community living with chronic pain. That's on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Freezing cold and spending more time indoors with one in four Aussies vitamin D deficient, let's look on the bright side. Go Healthy's Go Vitamin D3 from Chemist Warehouse can help. This high-strength 1000 IU formula provides a full maximum daily dose of vitamin D3, all in a convenient one-a-day, easy-to-take capsule. Go Healthy's Go Vitamin D3 is just $15.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. This Oral Health Month, purchase a dental kit for just $30 while stocks last. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
It is the House of Wellness, and we would love you to give us a call on 131 873, especially if you are a sufferer of chronic pain. We're all about awareness, so let us know what it is like for you. We would love to hear people with lived experience of chronic pain, because if we haven't experienced it ourselves, it's very hard to imagine what it would be like.
Right.
We know there are about 3.5 million people living in chronic pain every day. And what's worse is that that group often struggle with things like isolation from, of course, missing social events, not seeing their family and friends, being perceived as lazy when taking time off work. Mm. They have to deal with huge financial costs of accessing medical services and medications. And tomorrow marks the start of National Pain Week. President of Chronic Pain Australia, Alexandra Horden, joins us now to discuss it. Good morning, Alexandra.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me on.
Well, thanks for joining us. I know that the week aims to raise awareness, but do we know what actually leads to people living sometimes their entire life in pain?
Yeah, look, it's a really complex issue. And I should preface all of this by saying I'm not a clinician, so this is not the technical medical explanation. But basically, we know that pain is caused by the brain. So you have acute pain, which is basically a warning signal by your brain that the thing you're touching is too hot or you've injured yourself in some way. And usually that initial injury, which is causing the pain, in normal circumstances, with all things being equal, can resolve itself in about 3 months at the most. But then you do have pain that continues on past that three-month period, and it's still your brain sending signals that whatever is or had initially caused the pain is continuing to cause pain, or there's an underlying physical condition that's causing that pain that's not going away, such as endometriosis or something like that. So it's a difficult one to kind of pinpoint a particular reason for the pain existing.
Alexandra, it's so interesting because, I mean, for a lot of people, they're kind of pushed aside as being a little bit paranoid or a bit of a, you know, someone who's just, you know, often, you know, complaining about their pain. But there's so little support. So, I mean, often we steer towards opioids, but as we know, there's big addictions worldwide and there's a lot of misrepresentation. What is it? Where are we with this? Like, what are some other usages? Because I know that medical cannabis is on the rise, which I'm a massive supporter. But tell me a little bit about sort of what can we do to mitigate or support the pain?
So, look, I mean, the opioid, the upscheduling of opioids in Australia is an interesting one. We know that the Australian system was much more, is much more robust than what was happening in the US. We didn't have a lot of under-the-counter sales of opioid medication, and medical care here is, there's a lot more touch points with people taking those kinds of medications. So we weren't dealing with the same opioid crisis that was happening in the US. And I think it's really important that a proportionate response is taken when we're dealing with different kinds of medication. We have heard, you know, our national pain survey this year showed that about 50% of chronic pain sufferers had experienced problems accessing opioid medication since the government regulations changed around that. We know that a lot of GPs are reluctant to prescribe them. They're worried about the regulation that's come into place. But to your point about medicinal cannabis, it's a really interesting treatment that's coming through. Mm. And we know that it's been used quite effectively to treat cancer pain, but it is increasingly being used to effectively treat non-cancer pain and in many instances decrease that reliance on opioids. And it's taking a while for the yeah. medical profession to really accept that this might be a treatment that's of use to many people. And as with anything, it's not going to be a blanket fix. It's certainly not going to be one that everyone takes and everyone finds is efficacious for them. But it's something that's worth giving a go for many of these people who are living with chronic pain.
Alexandra, you mentioned before that you're not a clinician, and I don't think mm-hmm. you should ever back away from that, because in my view, we've become so clinically focused on pain, we've forgotten that there's a person involved, a
yeah,
real person whose suddenly life is never going to be the same. And in their view, as time goes by, nothing ever changes. What can we do to make pain treatment some sort of experience based on personal issues, so that every single person gets an individualised treatment? Does that mean, for instance, that we use multidisciplinary pain management techniques far more effectively?
So that's really, really important. When opioid medications were upscheduled, the government did indicate that they would increase access to allied health services, things like physio, myotherapy, acupuncture, all of those sorts of therapies that can really help people in managing their chronic pain. And unfortunately, that hasn't flowed through the system as yet. So we do know from our National Pain Survey that an enormous number of respondents find it really difficult to access those other therapies that can help them with their pain. And it's really important that we do look at people as a whole, not just from one aspect of treatment, and look at those other treatments that might be able to assist them in managing their pain on a day-to-day basis. Absolutely.
So, Alexandra, what kind of resources are available to people who are in chronic pain, understanding that there is a huge mental toll as well?
Yeah, look, the mental toll is really important to understand. So we hear consistently from people who are feeling isolated. They feel like their family and friends don't really understand what they're dealing with. And we often hear from people saying, you know, it's just nice to be invited, even if I don't show up sometimes. It would be really nice if my friends kept inviting me to things. So that sense of isolation is really damaging to people and their mental health. One of the silver linings, I suppose, that came out of COVID is people saying that they felt more connected to their communities because everyone was doing Zoom catch-ups rather than, you know, going to the park or going out for a walk or whatever it is. So looking at that mental health aspect is so critical. In terms of resources, so people can go to their GP and get a chronic condition plan done, which provides a certain number of allied health services, service treatments at a bulk billed rate. But for the community more broadly, it's so important to reach out to people in your circle. Mm. The theme of National Pain Week this year is connection, reminding people to connect
That's
with
nice.
Those around them. And just making sure that when we're talking to people with chronic pain, we like to say that you should listen with a sense of curiosity and empathy. Mm-hmm. So seek to understand what they're living with and really understand what they're saying and how it's affecting them. That's so important.
So you're saying really, though, Alexandra, how do we help people get over that sense of helplessness? Mm. Is that what you're saying there?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And look, not everyone living with chronic pain feels that it's helpless, but there are certain people who perhaps live in a more isolated area. We know that about 10% of people living with chronic pain live more than 100 kilometres from their local pain clinic. So that's from some fantastic research done by the University of Wollongong. So for a lot of those people who don't have those connections around them, things can be pretty tough.
Mm. Yeah. Also, we recommend you go to nationalpainweek.org.au. There's some fantastic resources there. Painaustralia.org.au, also some really great resources. Alexandra, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Absolute pleasure. Have a lovely day.
You too. And we would love you to give us a call, 131 873. If you are someone who experiences chronic pain, have you got some advice how you have managed it yourself? Or if you have any questions as well, 131 873. We'll get to your calls after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
This winter, support your immune system function with plant-active supplements like new Wanderlust Reishi liquid herbal extract from Chemist Warehouse. Consciously created, Reishi is used in traditional Chinese medicine to replenish your qi, support vitality and maintain healthy immune system function. New Wanderlust Reishi liquid herbal extract is just $29.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. This Oral Health Month, purchase a dental kit for just $30 while stocks last. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley. With me is Gerald Quigley and Zoe Bingley-Pullen. And we are here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Today we are speaking about chronic pain because tomorrow is the start of National Pain Week, which is all about awareness and understanding of people who suffer chronic pain. 131-873 with your questions, or perhaps you may have some advice if you have this experience yourself. Wayne from Croydon. Good morning, Wayne.
Morning, Wayne.
Morning. Morning, how are you doing?
Good. Good. How can we help you?
Yeah, I've got a curved spine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it gives me pain down the left leg into the foot all the time, all night. Okay. I'm up to four times a night.
How are you managing it, Wayne? What are you doing about it? How are you trying to manage it?
Well, I've been to a neurosurgeon. Yeah. He's looked at it and he's just said heat, exercise and relaxation, really. I've had no real answers to the problem.
And that's the only advice you've had is go and exercise? Not a referral to an exercise physiologist or someone who might be able to give you specialist help?
Not at all, Joe.
That's, Alexandra was saying, we're talking about this multidisciplinary approach, and we'll talk about that often with a number of callers. This is almost insisting that your GP organise a care plan, which can be done, which gives you automatic access to people like an exercise physiologist, a dietitian, a physiotherapist. All of these benefits are there, Wayne, but for some reason or other, as Alexandra mentioned, her phrase was, hasn't flowed through. That's not good enough. We need to be looking after people like you.
Wayne, holistic approach is definitely, because you're going to find that one person resonates better and one solution gives you the better result. But from a dietary point of view, what we're trying to do is build the anti-inflammatories, this inflammation being caused not only from the physicality, but to the neuropathy element. So even just focusing on big doses of fish oil, curcumin, these are beautiful foods and supplements that can actually help you straight away from an anti-inflammatory point of view. And when we look at diet, we want as much raw, healthy, colourful food in your diet, lots of lean protein, lots of nuts and seeds, lots of avocado, extra virgin olive oil, hemp seeds, chia seeds. But again, what these foods, they're densely rich in nutrients, but again, they're very pro or anti-inflammatory foods, and you're in a very pro-inflamed state. But I wish you the best of luck. That's not fair not to get the right support.
Yeah, it does seem to me, Gerald, to say that you should just go and exercise without being directed towards someone who can help you know the appropriate kind of exercise.
What does that mean? Yeah.
Well, and Zoe, you would see that in your industry, Zoe, as
the
person
time.
That's told just go and lose weight. Oh, really? How easy is that? Goodness me.
Yeah, it's definitely a very frustrating point of my job when people get the wrong advice.
Mm-hmm. Lisa from Hillside, good morning.
Hi, Lisa.
Good morning. How are you today?
We're well. You've been listening to all of this. What's your problem?
I have. So, again, like the last caller, I have back pain. I've had my first back surgery when I was like 42, and I just have disc bulges And after each surgery, I do all the right things, go to physio and, I've had acupuncture, but now, my sciatic, I have a sciatic disc bulge and I'm worried about that. And again, it's the pain, like where the surgeries have happened before and the fusions and stuff, it's like so stiff and I'm just thinking, is this the way it's going to be?
Well, and that's that sense of being abandoned, isn't it? So how are you managing this, Lisa? What are you doing today or this week to help you cope with that?
Not a lot. I'm just waiting to see the neurosurgeon again to see if I might have to have more surgery. Mm-hmm. I don't want to because I think it's I don't know if it's the best thing because then you're more at a risk with arthritis and stuff later on in life.
Well, any surgery has risk. Again, we were talking, Alexandra said, getting others involved in helping look after you. Other experts that your GP can refer you off to without any issues at all. The pathways are there. She said they haven't filtered down yet. How often are we going to be saying that?
It's interesting because I had Ross River virus got diagnosed about 3 years ago and I was in chronic pain and obviously I could focus. I was doing all the nutrition part of it, but it was the slow demise mentally that kind of caused the depression. I actually found that I went and did some transcendental meditation and I found at least what that would give me is a point of reprieve. I kind of knew that at one point in the day I was going to sort of look at this pain in a different way. I focused on it a little bit differently. So as much of that sort of holistic meditative type of work is really important. It's part of the protocol. There's some really good apps out there. There's Insight Timer. They're free apps. You can download the specific meditations which are based on pain. So at least maybe that might give you like even just a moment of reprieve, I'm hoping for you, Lisa.
All the best with that, Lisa. I must say our phones are absolutely inundated at the moment with people experiencing pain. We have time for David. Good morning in Clyde North.
Hello, David.
Yeah, hiya, good morning.
How can we help?
It's a long story. It starts with the 5th of December, I had brachytherapy for prostate cancer, which reduced my immune system. And exactly a week later, I got shingles in the eye, but the local hospital didn't diagnose it within the 72 hours. So now it's turned into what you know as postherpetic neuralgia.
Okay. Right. How are you managing that, David?
Nerve painkillers, gabapentin.
Yep.
We tried pregabalin.
Mm-hmm.
I've even tried medicinal cannabis with no effect.
Okay. So really nothing's making a difference, you're saying?
Not really. Well, the gabapentin helps. It manages it a bit. But what I really want to know is, when will it end? I've Googled this and it could take 6 months, 18 months.
Yes.
I just want to know there's a site.
The difficulty in your case, David, is that the shingles virus really enjoys living in your eye.
Yeah.
It's a very comfortable environment for it and you'll need to keep a very close watch on that with perhaps an eye specialist. You can use antiviral eye drops. You can it's controlling that eye area that will be the key to you just living with it. It may never go, but you can keep it under control.
And we do talk about certain nutrients. I mean, we know that zinc is so supportive when it comes to immune function, so you can supplement with zinc or increase. I mean, food alone won't be enough. You do need to be doing quite a high dose. It's best to ask your GP or speak to a nutritionist or naturopath or dietitian to get that advice.
We'll have more calls next. Plus, we explore the wellness company that has gone from worldwide yoga and meditation events to natural products and supplements. That's after this on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. This Oral Health Month, purchase a dental kit for just $30 while stocks last. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. We will get to your calls in just a moment. But first, it started as a mission to empower personal wellness over 20 years ago, bringing together world leaders in mindfulness, yoga, nutrition, and hosting holistic health events across the world. And now the team at Wanderlust has grown the brand to include a range of vegan plant active supplements, whole foods and superfood blends. And to tell us more about it, we're joined by Siobhan Wend. Good morning, Siobhan.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
It's lovely to have you. Can you tell us more about the ethos of Wanderlust?
Yes, of course I can. So, well, the simplest way to explain is really just as the clean beauty movement revolutionised the industry, the Wanderlust ethos is all about striving for more from our supplements. So the range is 100% vegan, it's plant active, and it's been consciously created with responsible packaging, which we all know is so important for our environment. And of course, minimal excipients. So I'll explain a bit more. When I say minimal excipients, you might be wondering what is an excipient, but it's things such as, you know, those coating agents, tableting aids, artificial colours and flavours. So, yeah, we really take pride in the fact that our products don't contain any of these artificial colours and flavours or any of the, you know, the animal-derived ingredients.
Siobhan, I'm a massive fan of traditional Chinese medicine. I think there's just so much positive research. Reishi, these beautiful, powerful mushrooms, they're linked to our immune system. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Yes, yes, that's right. So it's used in traditional Chinese medicine to not only maintain a healthy immune system, but also to replenish qi and support vitality.
Mm, sounds good to me.
Siobhan, your products in some instances are liquid herbal extracts. What does that mean?
Yeah, I know. So they're very new to the industry, but we have 14 of these beautiful liquid herbal extracts in our range, and they really support specific health needs. So they use traditional methods of extraction, which is where the extracts come from, and that's using water and ethanol. So the process really involves minimal processing, which is really what we love about it, and allows for those beautiful aromas and flavours to come through from the herbs. And of course, just make it so easy to, you know, take your herbs every day, because you can drop them straight directly on your tongue, or you can add them to your morning smoothie, brekkie, or, you know, in a glass of water. So they're really, really easy to use.
And when might we need to be taking these sorts of supplements?
Well, you know, it's up to you. It's really when you can, you know, incorporate it into your day or first thing in the morning, or, you know, I think it's really easy to, you know, sort of drop into wellness with these products. So, yeah.
But what sorts of conditions may we be helping ourselves with by taking these supplements?
Yeah, so, you know, you can use this beautiful Wonderlust skull cap, so that's used as a calmative, or there's, you know, Wonderlust ginkgo liquid herbal extracts, so that's, you know, to improve your circulation. Reishi, which is obviously what we touched on before, and that's for, you know, immune and vitality. So there's many different sort of specific health needs. You know, sore throat relief. We've got so many great ways to, you know, incorporate them to help you achieve your health goals.
Something for everyone, as they say, Siobhan.
Yes, well, there is something for everyone.
Thank you so much, Siobhan. It's been great to have you on the show.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. Enjoy your day.
You too. That was Siobhan Wend, was from our friends at Wanderlust there. Well, let's get to your calls, 131 873. We have been speaking about chronic pain this morning. Margaret from Sydney, good morning.
Hi, Margaret.
Oh, good morning. Is that me?
Yes, that's
Margaret,
you, Margaret. How can we help you? How can we help you?
Well, I have a suggestion. Mine is a success story.
Mm. Oh, great.
I have suffered from chronic trapped pedendal nerve pain for about 20 years, tried everything. And last December, my GP suggested I might try low-dose naltrexone.
Yes. Good.
I had fantastic success with that.
Terrific.
Within a month, even on the lowest dose, I had benefit. And I had to go off it recently because of surgery, so I haven't had it probably for 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. And I'm still feeling the benefit.
Brilliant.
Well, well done you, Margaret, and well done to your GP for thinking outside the square, because low-dose naltrexone, or LDN as it's called, Joe, and you know how much I love acronyms, it's even used for people with thyroid function to get thyroid antibody levels back under control, where often nothing else works. So we need this. We need thinking outside the square to move away from that purely clinical aspect, as I mentioned to Alexandra before, to look at what else can work when other things don't work. Thank you for sharing your story, Margaret.
Yes, lovely to hear a success story, Margaret. Thank you. Louise from Cherrybrook, good morning.
Hi, Louise.
Good morning. Look, mine's a bit of a success story as well, although I do have a question. Mm-hmm. I have quite a lot of osteoarthritis, and I've tried many different things, but I have found curcumin works
brilliant.
Extremely well, but I've also introduced some rosehip Vitan.
Yeah, great.
Again, that mixing with the curcumin seems to be keeping things at bay.
Yes.
However, I have read a few articles that it does interact with a few medications, but my main concern is that long-term use can cause blood clots, and I am a bit concerned about that.
Let me reassure you, Louise, about a number of things. There is so much rubbish written about turmeric and curcumin, and it is absolute rubbish. Or there's a stronger word. And also to the polyphenols in rosehip.
Yeah.
Use them with confidence. there's no issue with interactions, and enjoy the benefits long term. Mm.
And we talk about, I mean, often curcumin, it's the reason why these are working so well, one of the reasons is because of their anti-inflammatory nature, but also curcumin has a highly stimulating effect neurology-wise, so it makes you feel good. So it's actually going to help with those serotonin pathways, which is a lot to do with when we are in pain, chronic pain for long periods of time. It tends to have that cyclical effect where we start to feel worse, we eat worse, so it's really great. That's why the curcumin and the rosehip are working so well. So good on you. That's
well
brilliant.
Done. Well done, Louise.
And we have time for Charlie from Gosford with a very important question when it comes to our vaccines. Hi, Charlie.
Charlie, good morning. How can we help?
Good day there. Very informative program, Joe and Gerald. You know, supplements. Look, I'm in my 70s, pretty healthy.
Good.
With the Astra and Pfizer vaccines, what supplements can I take to lessen the side effects and boost my immune system?
Charlie, across the board, there seems to be, from a percentage-wise and numbers-wise, very few side effects of the vaccination, in spite of the hysteria we read in the media.
Exactly.
And, you know, for every possible one that's reported, and we don't really know the accuracy of the reports, the benefits are just overwhelming. The things we talk about immune function-wise are threefold: vitamin C, vitamin D, and zinc. They're the three things. Mm-hmm. So you can take those regularly, irrespective of the vaccinations. The important thing in this call, just get the vaccination.
Absolutely. And the other area, I mean, whenever I, all the time when I, because I'm very pro-vaccine in any consideration. So when a client used to come to me before we were looking at COVID, I'd recommend obviously exactly like Gerald said, but I'd also look at something like glutathione. Glutathione is a very strong antioxidant, so it can help to sort of mitigate some of maybe the heavy metals that might be associated or toxins that we have in our body naturally. So what we're doing is we're gearing our body up to be as strong as it possibly can, and also making sure that we're taking a good probiotic or eating lots of fermented-based foods as well.
Thanks very much for your question there, Charlie. A very useful one. We'll have more of your calls next after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Freezing cold and spending more time indoors with one in four Aussies vitamin D deficient. Let's look on the bright side. Go Healthy's Go Vitamin D3 from Chemist Warehouse can help. This high-strength 1000 IU formula provides a full maximum daily dose of vitamin D3, all in a convenient one-a-day, easy-to-take capsule. Go Healthy's Go Vitamin D3 is just $15.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. This Oral Health Month, purchase a dental kit for just $30 while stocks last. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Let's get to some A to Z of vitamins. Today we're talking Go Healthy Vitamin D3 1000 IU. Gerald, vitamin D3 in the middle of winter surely is critical.
The most underrated nutrient of all time, and how often have we referred to it this morning? It does everything. It's important for calcium and phosphate levels. It's important for hormone production. It contributes to a reduction in joint pain, really important for immune resistance. And really, the part that puzzles me, Joe and Zoe, is how many Australians have low levels. So don't stress about it. Just start taking a D supplement. It's so easy.
And as you and I, Gerald, know, it's so hard to get it in your diet. There's very few foods. Egg yolk is pretty much one of the only things. And I think also it's non-age specific. You know, we talk about this all the time. Vitamin D is one of these nutrients that we should be taking at any age.
Well, the A to Z of vitamins is brought to you by Go Healthy, New Zealand's number one selling supplement brand in pharmacies. Let's get to some more calls. Tony from Mornington. Good morning.
Good morning, Tony. Thanks for holding on. How can we help?
I'm 77 and I've had problems with cramp for about the last 40 years. But in the last 2 months, the cramp in my right leg, near my ankle, it actually pulls my ankle out of joint.
Oh, wow.
Are you taking magnesium, Tony?
I've tried every magnesium at Chemist Warehouse, and the only one that I got any success with was Sandocabose.
Okay. And are you still taking that if you had success with it?
I had success, but over the last 2 months, no, it's not It doesn't seem to be helping.
Okay.
Now, a couple of things. I jump out of bed when I get this. I can get it in both ankles. It's bent with the right one.
Thing. Yeah, it's a great
term. I stand on it and I can feel it crunching back in.
Look, go back to the magnesium, Tony, because it's a very safe mineral and it probably means that your magnesium stores are not being retained. So increase the dose perhaps by a quarter or a half. I'm a fan more of powder or capsules rather than tablets because I think that's better absorbed. But look, if it's not settling, please give me a buzz, and this applies to all the callers that we have been able to get to. Go to the houseofwellness.com.au website. There's an ask tab there, Tony. Keep me posted in a week or so at the higher dose of magnesium. And for those many people we have been able to speak to, drop me an email. It comes straight to me. You'll get an answer from me, and it'll be pretty prompt.
Yes, we thank all of our callers this morning, and we do apologise if you weren't able to get on the show because we've had so many. Do go to houseofwellness.com.au to the Ask tab with any questions that you may have. Also, TV is on a break at the moment, House of Wellness TV, but why don't you head to houseofwellness.com.au? There's some fantastic, really interesting stories
really cool.
there. I enjoyed particularly four ways to give your metabolism a boost.
We like that.
We're always looking for that.
Who doesn't like that?
That's right. We'll have more House of Wellness after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. This Oral Health Month, purchase a dental kit for just $30 while stocks last. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
We are almost at the end of House of Wellness today, but before we go, Zoe, I just wanted to share with you because over 10 million people are in lockdown right now.
Yes, certainly
I can't stop opening my fridge. Can you help me with the grazing across the day? What can I do?
Look, I think the key thing is what we call diet diversity. Lots of fruit and vegetables in the diet, but add your nuts and seeds. I blend them all up in a blend. I throw some herbs in there and I put that in a jar and then I can add it to my soups, my salads, and you're getting so much more protein and good fats to fill you up.
Oh, it's going to stop me reaching for the fridge. I like that. Gerald, we have a lift out today.
Yes, the House of Wellness Plus Skin and Beauty insert in News Limited papers. Good reads.
Oh, yay.
You know, I've got to tell you, that's another thing I did in lockdown. Lots of skin treatments. Because you're sitting at home.
Tell.
What else are you going to do? I know. Look at me. I'm glowing.
And your nails are fabulous as well, I might add.
Look, as always, we say thank you to Chemist Warehouse. Head to houseofwellness.com.au for more information, and we will see you all next week.